this was the first real session when we really sought to follow the format of a Pray Through It session. And I just marvel at all the things I did wrong, but it didn't matter because I wasn't doing the work. God just did an amazing thing in my life.
Before, it was a secret. I didn't tell anybody. Nobody knew. My parents didn't know. It was just a secret. I lived in fear and shame and guilt. And I also didn't want to be attractive. After my Pray Through It session, a huge weight lifted off of me. Before, tears of pain, sadness, depression, all that. Now it's tears of healing and joy. I want to live out loud, transparent, and share with as many people as I possibly can, because it's been that powerful and so helpful and so freeing for me.
Your first case, it doesn't matter how simple or everyday or traumatic it is. If you're working with someone who's searching for the Lord, who's following, looking for answers from God, then that makes for a good first session.
Welcome to Unquenchable, where we discuss all things biblical theology, listening prayer, and Christian living. Each week, we will share a discussion, an interview, or a story that will feed your spiritual curiosity, helping you to better understand the Bible and receive inner healing so you can grow in intimacy with Christ through prayer.
We all have those moments where something seemingly insignificant happens and we, for whatever reason, just overreact. Whenever this happens, I'd encourage you to write down your story of what just happened and save it as something to turn into prayer questions later to pray through, either by yourself or with others. It was one of these moments that caused Charlene to grab Roberta to pray through it with her. Fortunately, Roberta had just prayed through things herself, and she had received some Pray Through It training, so she had some emotional space and a basic understanding of how to minister to Charlene out of her own healing.
In this episode, we interview Steve and Roberta as they discuss Roberta's first session with Charlene. And just as in the last episode, even though this was the very first time Roberta had led a Pray Through It session, God showed up and did amazing things.
I'm Roberta Schaefer.
And I'm Stephen Schaefer.
I went to a women's retreat, which is something I kind of avoided doing. And at that retreat, I was talking to a friend and saying, oh, I feel so free. I can be here. And Charlene overheard that conversation and asked me about, what is this thing you did? And I said, he's going to be at our church talking on Wednesday night. So she came and heard you speak. And afterwards, she said, how do I do this? And you said, Roberta Zeger, give her a try. We just stumbled our way through a beautiful session of seeing God work.
This was the first real session when we really sought to follow the format of a Pray Through It session.
And I just marvel at all the things I did wrong, but it didn't matter because I wasn't doing the work. So God just did an amazing thing in my life.
I had my first prayer session with Roberta, and that's been now a year ago, and it's been life-changing. So a situation happened where these essential oils, they were at a great deal and I was going to get it and it slipped out of my hands and made me like a tailspin. And I'm like, what is going on?
She described her heart as being this mess. Is that the, this
crazy mess.
This crazy mess.
And it's like a constant thing. Like I would go to the store and try to get something on a deal and okay, I decided to get it, but then it'll go. Roberta and I had a session and we pretty much found out, and I kind of knew it wasn't the oils, it's something deeper. This was perpetual throughout my life. And it always put me down.
It was such a mystery the way she was responding so strongly to a very ordinary situation. And I asked the Lord, what is the root behind her reactions to loss?
And we found the root of that. Very early on, I still don't know how old I was, but probably elementary school. Living in New York, my neighbor, you know how the houses are like share the same wall. So my neighbor was a boy and he would knock on my wall. And for a year he did that. He kept asking me to, and I'd say no. And the whole year he just pounded me and everything. And I gave, and he said, oh, it's my birthday. And to me, my young mind, it made sense. So there you go.
That it was shockingly clear when the Lord brought forth that answer. Lord, what is the root of this? When the Lord brought that out, everything she was saying made sense.
It is amazing. And you can just see that.
Oh,
it makes perfect sense.
But it's so hard to listen to the recording because she's just weeping. through it.
And you know, missing out, loss.
I can't get it back. All the words just stack up. All of a sudden, it makes sense that she can't get it back. She's grieved. She's begging God to give it back to her. And that's never going to happen.
And then after that, just with any boyfriend that I had, I would just say yes. I didn't know how to say no. I didn't tell anybody. Nobody knew. My parents didn't know. It was just a secret. And I also didn't want to be attractive because I didn't know how to say no, right? I lost my boundaries. Fast forward, went to college, and there's a guy there from the Mennonite church, and he kept saying, we were meant to be together. The same guy, different name, right? Anyway, got pregnant with him. He leaves, and he goes and marries the girl that he had gotten pregnant before, thing, right? But, and again, I didn't realize for the first time that I was actually abused. I thought that since I said yes, right? But someone I'd share the story with, and I'm like, Charlene, no, that was abuse. He groomed you for a year. And so that was very freeing because I lived in shame for a long time regarding that. And then anyway, I promised God, because I was a Christian and Mennonite and everything, I said, if I ever get pregnant again, I will have the baby. And a year or two later, I did get pregnant, and his name is Jared, my oldest living. So got married and then have children, everything. But I would come home and feel bad about myself.
It was really heartbreaking. And so there was one point in the recording where we stop because the box of Kleenex is empty. And so I go get a new box, and I'm taking some, Chertu's taking some, and we give her the whole box. It was a very emotional setting.
I thought I was a jealous person, but I realized that I could believe in the goodness of God for everybody else, but not for me. I had my own little wall for people, right? And hiding. When you have a secret and you hide, like Adam and Eve, right? You live in this hiding, you're fearful. And that was the thing. I lived in fear and shame and guilt. Another thing was that my mom was bipolar, and I saw how she like would work and work and work. And that became my MO. When anything was wrong, you know, I would just work. So I didn't know how to rest. I knew how to work, but not how to rest. After my pray through it session, a huge weight lifted off of me. It's been a year. And I almost forgot about Egypt. Like I've been out, I'm in the promised land and frolicking, and almost forgot about Egypt.
So I called her, and just the joy overflowing in her life and all these stories she was telling me about what God had been doing since he prayed. And she kept talking about the goodness of God, and I had recorded it at her request. And so I went back to the email and had listened, you know, and transcribed a lot of that session. And one of the biggest things that came out was that God had spoken to her and said to trust in his goodness. And she kept talking about his goodness. I was like, well, it sounds like you've been really focused on that. And she had completely forgotten about it.
This morning, I got Roberta's recap of our sessions. And this Sunday, the church that I'm going to, I have not gone there any Sunday without crying. And it's tears of healing, okay? And I, of course, this past Sunday, my kids are like, we saw you crying, right? And I said, these tears are not tears of pain. They're tears of joy and healing. I was just shocked that Roberta wrote those words verbatim. And that's exactly what he's doing. Before, tears of pain, sadness, depression, all that. Now it's tears of healing and joy. And one more thing, too, you said the word heart, and that's what's been going on. The picture that I saw was my heart was like racing, and gave it to him, and it's at rest. And I literally, my physical heart, he's healing, like gone to the doctor, stuff like that. He's healing my physical heart and also spiritual. So it's been awesome. It's been awesome. I'm not jealous anymore. It wasn't even jealousy. It was really believing and trusting in his goodness for me.
She just got this t-shirt that said, I have seen the goodness of God. And it was almost a gift to me more than to her, because it spoke so much to how he had been working that out in her life. And I just had the privilege of seeing what God did in restoring her and really using her in a way he hadn't been doing prior to that session. So it's been a huge encouragement to me.
I just want to live out loud and be transparent and allow God to work through me and use me however he wants to. I am more eager to share my testimony if it will help someone, and just walk in humility, no longer walking in shame and fear and hiding. And I've also been able to just see the blessing of my husband and how he loved me. And I'm looking forward in confidence and joy. Okay, joy was something that eluded me totally. And I lived in fear. And I got to say now, it's joyful. It's trusting instead of fear. And I'm excited. I'm excited for now. I'm excited for the future. Wasn't before. It's life altering. There's a ministry here and I'll see what God does. But I would love to help in that area of abortion and that. And God has done some healing with that as well. I've taken some classes and some retreats and I've had a memorial. His name is Joseph. I named him Joseph and we've had a memorial. The whole family on Zoom. And I want to tell everybody.
When I go back and I think about what I did with Charlene, I realize there's a lot of mistakes. And I use that as a training opportunity now. She told me, I don't mind if you share that with others. And so now I do use her story in our class as an illustration and to give people a chance to see how the Lord can share things that are completely unexpected. But only he can do it because he's God. He created us. He is the author and perfecter of our faith. And he can reveal to us what we need to know in order to find that abundant life that he promised. But I really came with not even two fish and maybe a few crumbs and a few flakes of fish. And that was it. But God used it. He multiplied it. It's absolutely not something that we can manufacture. God is good. Even though I was making a lot of mistakes, he had someone who was really pursuing him. Your first case, it doesn't matter how simple or everyday or traumatic it is. If you're working with someone who's searching for the Lord, who's following, looking for answers from God, then that makes for a good first session.
Pray through it. It's life changing. It is truly transforming. It gets to the heart of the matter because the Holy Spirit knows the depths of your heart. That person that you're praying through it with is there with you, but they're not giving answers. They're truly letting the Holy Spirit walk through it with you, and he gets all the glory, and he sees the depths of your heart. It has been life-changing for me, and it's long-lasting. It's forever. Like, I feel free. I'm done. Like, never again for that. But where I think therapists, you know, over and over, 2 weeks, 3 weeks, you know, months and stuff like that, but pray through it. It's concentrated, gets to the root. Before, it was a secret. My life was a secret. Now I want to live out loud, transparent, and share with as many people as I possibly can because it's been that powerful and so helpful and so freeing for me. I want to tell the world.
So what about you? Where are you in your prayer journey? Are you ready to begin praying through things like Roberta did in her own life? And are you ready to begin praying through things with others, to see God work in people's lives the way he did in Charlene's? We're often asked, how can we get you to speak in our area? One of the best ways is to have Jen or I, or a member of our team, speak at your church's men's, women's, or couples retreat.
And so if that's something that you're interested in, you can email us at drlove@praythroughit.com. And just start that conversation about how we can come alongside you and your church and help the people that you care about to be able to apply God's word more expectantly and effectively through prayer.